Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 224, season 9. Today's date is May 30th, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I will talk about Rustler's Steakhouses in Chicago. I don't know if I touched this steakhouse In a previous episode, maybe I did. I don't remember, but I'm going to do it anyway. And also, I will talk about this TV show. It was syndicated. It was called MV3. It was a dance show from the 1980s. And I'll talk a little bit about my memories and its history of the show. I couldn't find much of it, but I'll do my best. Okay. So right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by White Cloud Bathroom Tissue. I remember this product. I think a lot of people do. So here's a commercial from 1978. And there's nothing softer than this particular product. So sit back and relax, and I'll be back with the program. Thank you, everyone.
Most bathroom tissues talk about softness. So how can you tell which one to buy? White Cloud proved there's no softer bathroom tissue on earth. We'll convince you, we'll convince them.
This isn't softer than White Cloud either.
Convinced yet?
We got one more.
Convinced?
We're convinced.
Convinced?
Nothing softer than White Cloud.
Convince yourself. Compare your brand to White Cloud. There's nothing softer. You'll be convinced.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for White Cloud Bathroom Tissue. This product, I'm confused about this. I haven't seen it in the stores, but I checked the websites. It's still available on Amazon and Public Food Store. I think that's down south, like Florida. I have not seen it in Chicago. I don't know what happened. It was owned by Procter & Gamble. From the makers of Charmin, so I don't know. I haven't paid attention, you know, if it was there or not. I haven't seen it in Walmart or Target or anywhere. But this product was around during the 70s and 80s and the 90s, and there was competition. Oh, still is. This still is. You know, with Charmin and Northern. Remember Northern toilet paper like that? All like that. And, you know, but I remember the commercials very well, all during when I was in grade school and high school like that. Okay. I remember Northern tissue came in different colors, green, yellow, like that, white. Everything's white, blue, like that. Okay. So in the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about Rustler's Steakhouses in Chicago and also the syndicated TV series MV3 that aired during the 1980s. Before I get started, I want to mention one thing. I posted this, not yesterday, the other day on Sunday. I resumed my walking. I wanted to beat this fatigue. I've been suffering, you know, with this new medication, and I did it. I usually do 60 laps on my driveway with the walking, and I did it. I felt tired, but I accomplished it. I really did. I did it again yesterday. I did it after I barbecued, you know, for Memorial Day. Waited for the sun to set a little bit, so you know, I don't want to, because it was too warm like that. So I did that, and I still felt tired. So I'm back in the game Yeah, that's nice. I'll probably do it again today, later on that, later on tonight. You know, 60 is my limit. I could do more, but that's it. But I felt fine. I'm glad I'm back because I haven't done it in months, you know, because of this medication. And it was winter. And so it was, the last time I did it was probably October, you know, like that. So that's a long time, almost 6 months. I got to get back, you know, so enough is enough. I had to do that, but I feel fine today. You know, I'm beating the fatigue. The doctor and the nurse from, you know, where I go to get the checkups, they tell me it'll improve over time. Just do a little exercise and, you know, rest and eat well, you'll be okay. So I've been doing that. And, but, you know, I resumed the walking. I really did. That's all I'm going to do for exercise. Nothing strenuous, nothing hard. I'm almost 60 years old. I'll be 60 in October. I don't want to, you know, injure myself. That's up. So no. Okay, that's enough of that. So let's get started with the show. I'm going to talk about Rustler Steakhouses. I didn't find much information about it, like how it got started or where it got started. Only for Wikipedia or I search online. But I did find locations in Chicago, you know, where they were, and I found a menu. So that's better than nothing, I guess, you know. A couple people have commented on social media, go, well, that's not enough. Why don't you talk about more? How would I know? You know, it's not easy. You know, that's all I could provide. Okay, so just accept it. Okay, so here we go. So Rustler Steakhouse was founded in 1963, and it was founded by a football player named Joe Campanella. And he opened about five stores, you know, five like that. And that was probably in California, I would imagine. I'm not sure, like that. And the company that that operated the steakhouses was Gino's Hamburgers. It was a chain, and it was founded in Baltimore, founded by a football player by the Baltimore Colts, by Gino Marchetti and the running back Alan Amici, and along with their close friends, of course, I mentioned Joe Campanella and Louis Fisher, and they operated Gino's. We never had Gino's here. No, we had Gino's Pizza, so or Gino's East, that is. Excuse me. And Rustler Steakhouse opened in 1971, and it lasted until 1982. And Gino's was purchased by the Marriott Company, which is you know, the hotel chain, and it combined with Roy Rogers. You know, the restaurants, remember that? I don't know if we had a Roy Rogers in Chicago. I think we did, maybe. I'm not sure. I think a couple. And then Marriott sold the chain a year later, 1983, and then they closed them. And then there were a few remaining, not in Chicago. I think they disappeared by then, like in the early 80s, but they lasted until maybe the early 90s. So they were gone. Okay. So I found the menu. Usually what they had was, of course, this is a menu from 1976, February 10th, I believe. They had Rustler strip steak dinner. Around there, it cost $2.49. Wow. You could buy that now. I don't know about back then. Rustler strip steak dinner, ribeye steak dinner that cost $2.09, half pound chopped steak dinner, $1.99, quarter pound chopped steak dinner, $1.59, a little less. And they had sandwiches, the Westerner sandwich, 99 cents, Trail Boss sandwich, $1.29. I don't know about these sandwiches. like that. So, and these were included, the dinners were included, a big potato, toasted roll, and a salad. Oh, that sounded good. It's like Bonanza and Ponderosa, like that. To tell you the truth, I never went to one. I never went to Rustler. I don't think I have. No, I've been to Bonanza, and I've been to a Ponderosa. Like the Bonanza, for example, was at 81st Street and South Cicero Avenue in Burbank. Now it is Matson's. Bonanza, I went there a few times with my family. We enjoyed it. You know, the steaks were good. You know, I love the toast. Ooh, that was good. Also, I found now the addresses, you know, the locations of the of Rustler's at the time in 1976, the same date, February 10th. So here we go. In Chicago, it was on Broadway, north of Diversey, in the Lakeview area. Also on Northwest Highway and Foster, up on the northwest side. Also Harlem and Wrightwood. That's about Diversey, I think, around there. Also at Clark and Peterson, 16 North Clark Street. That's probably Edgewater neighborhood, I believe. Also, it was at Milwaukee and Spalding. I think that's Logan Square. Also at 97th Street and Southwestern Avenue, right across the street from Evergreen Plaza. And also it was at 63rd Street and South Pulaski Road, which I remembered. That was one block east where Palermo's is. And I remembered at Rustler's. I used to see the sign. And also it was at 55th and Archer, right when Archer and 55th merged. Right near, there used to be a Jack in the Box restaurant. Okay, and the in the suburbs, here's another one I remember. It was in Oaklawn at 103rd Street, about a half a block east of Cicero. I remember that. When I went to my dentist, he told me, can you do a show about Rustler Steakhouse? I go, okay, sure. And he remembered going there. Okay, yeah, sure, why not? And then there was one in Melrose Park, on West North Avenue and 9th Street, also in Schiller Park at Irving Park Road at about River Road, also in Waukegan at Waukegan Plaza, that was North Lewis and Glen Flora, also in Joliet on North Larkin Avenue, and in Forest Park on Harlem Avenue, right about Madison Street, about that, a little north of it, you know, that borders Oak Park and Forest Park, like that. Okay. So people remember that very much, you know, the place. I've heard some comments from people. They loved the place. They didn't like the place, you know. But it's they had great memories of dining there. They really did. Okay. So right now I'm going to play a commercial for Rustler's Steakhouse. This is from 1979, courtesy of Fuzzy TV Memories by York Klein. And after the commercial is played, I will tell you who's the actor that's speaking in the commercial. Okay? So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Hold on, Martha. It's just a little longer. We're almost there, Martha. Woo-hoo! There it is, Martha! There's the Rustler's Steakhouse!
Probably don't have to go this far to find a Rustler Steakhouse with a big choice of sizzling steaks all cooked to order, all at family prices. Served with baked potato, a warm toasted roll, and with crispy salad you make yourself. Rustler Steakhouse, just about the smartest stop along any dinner trail.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Rustler Steakhouse. The man that's speaking in the commercial, that's actor Jerry Harden. He was in countless TV shows all through many, many, many years. And his famous role was Deep Throat from The X-Files. it's not like the Deep Throat in Watergate, but I've been watching The X-Files for about a month. I'm going to start with season 3 on DVD. It's on Blu-ray, but I've been watching stuff on my DVR, so I got to catch up with that, and then I'll resume and he's still alive. You know, he's 93 years old. I don't know if he's acting still. I have no idea. His daughter, Melora, she's best known as Trudy Monk in Monk, and also Jay Levinson in The Office. Yeah. I remember Melora was in Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, she competed in that series. She's a lovely lady like that. And spoiler alert, he did die in the first season, but he did return in flashbacks and visions, you know, like that. So he was a unforgettable man. He really was. Yeah, great actor. Great actor indeed. Okay. Right now I'm going to talk about MV3. This is a syndicated TV show. It was like a dance show. Only it was like American Bandstand. They had three hosts. And they showcase music videos and live performances, you know, it was taped by then. So I'll give you a history of this show. And this first aired in 1982 in Los Angeles. And then it was syndicated probably all over the country. It arrived in, it started airing in Chicago like early 1983, like about January, maybe January, February, around there. And I remember this show very well. And this aired on WPR TV channel 60 that was based in Aurora. Now they're in Gary, Indiana. And it was an hour show, aired at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So when it first aired, I was at Daly College, and then I was going to DeVry. I started watching it, the music videos. I was in my early, I was about 19 years old when it first aired, because I was fascinated by the music videos. We didn't have MTV back then in my house. Cable is not available in the city of Chicago. That's where we lived. It was available in the suburbs. I first started watching MTV to my friend's house that lived, you know, like in suburban areas. And I got hooked on that. And I was, oh, I hope it comes in Chicago. I want my, you know, I want my MTV. So it started airing in Chicago at that time. And they had some great acts, great videos. Like, for example, they had like Berlin, they had Haircut 100, A Romeo Void, Golden Earring. it was funny, like that. David Bowie, like, you know, the early hits, you know, he sang Let's Dance, like that. They also had interviews with movie stars like Tom Cruise or Patrick Swayze. They had that. And so David Lee Roth was on the show. And Thomas Dolby, you know, She Blinded Me with Science. She had that. And it was fun to watch, you know. So you watched the kid. So this was in the early 80s. You can remember the fashions and all that, and they showed the video clips, and all the kids are dancing like that. The hosts of the show were, the first show was David Maples, that was him, and also Karen L. Scott. Also, there was another host, I can't think of his name, I think it was Barry Hay. That was his name, like that. Let's see, for example, he was an English, he was from England, and then they hired him, like that. I think he's one of the hosts for that. Let's see, somewhere else. I'll think of the name when I play the clip, and I'll be back with that. And So it was a big hit, you know, and it didn't last very long on MV3. According to an article in the Chicago Tribune, they were hoping that MTV would come to Chicago and they could stop airing the show. They didn't. So, and then they started airing music videos 60 at night or in the afternoon. I'll talk about that show another time. And we'll see about that. And then, so right now I'm going to play a clip. This clip is an audio clip. This is about 2.5 minutes long. And this is the introduction of MV3 from 1983. So sit back and listen. They play a good rock song like that. Totally 80s, you know, and if you're a big fan of the 80s, you'll love this introduction. So sit back and relax, and here is MV3, the introduction from 1983. Thank you, everyone.
Channel 9, Southern California.
Say, go, man, go. I got a gal at home. Rock and roll, going down to the corner, pick up my sweetie pie. She's a rock and roll baby, she's after all my heart. Rock and roll, got a flat top cat and a dungaree dog. I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really to my daddy, the great song.
Welcome to Wednesday on MV3, America's New Music TV. We've got a great lineup of videos for you today, including clips from Adam Ant, U2, David Bowie, The Romantics, and Felony.
Also, I'll have a world rock report on Pat Benatar. You'll get to meet Friday's live guests, and we've got a whole bunch more, including a top 10 video pick and our featured video of the day.
But to start you off, we're going to show you a brand new video clip from an artist that we first introduced to you 4 weeks ago with the song What? And now here he is with another song, Happy Talk. Richard, why don't you tell us more about it?
Okay, he's the former lead singer of The Damned, and he decided that there was too much unhappy talk in England with all the unemployment, so he went back to an old Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, South Pacific, and revitalized this song. Here's Happy Talk on MV3.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the introduction of the TV show MV3. I apologize, this is a little long, but you get to hear towards the end, you hear the voices of the hosts. The other host I failed to mention was, his name was Richard Blade. He was a disc jockey. He was from England. And he hosted the show. And then when the show was canceled, was renamed Video One and lasted about a year or so. According to some sources, the first live band to appear on MV3 was Oingo Boingo. Oingo Boingo, you know, who sang Weird Science, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know. Yeah, so also that premiered on that was Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. I don't know if it appeared first on MTV or this appeared first on this show. I don't know. I'm not sure like that. So anyway, I remember Richard Blade. I remember him because when I was watching, I remember an English guy speaking like that. And, you know, back then, Channel 60, not Channel 50, it moved to Channel 50 later, was starting to air syndicated shows. And that was in its infancy. And then they added more reruns, you know, more programming later on, probably about a year later, something like that. I think it hit its stride around 1984, 85, like that. And Richard Blade is still working. You know, he's still on the radio. He's on satellite radio. Yeah, he's still working on that in LA, you know, like that. And I totally forgot about this guy. I really did. And he appeared in movies also. So I don't know. He's not well known in Chicago, but I guess in Los Angeles he's well known. So that's good for him. So that was one of the earliest video shows that aired in Chicago, like that. Also, because there was other ones that aired in Chicago locally. There was one called Hit City. That was. Like that. So then there was Music Magazine that aired on Channel 5 late at night. There was America Rocks. Also, there was another video program that showed music videos. It was Rock on Chicago and WLS TV Channel 7 that aired on Fridays. I'm going to talk about that someday. That's a bit fun, interesting. Also, the most famous one was Friday Night Videos. That was a network one. They aired on Friday nights. Oh, I love that. I love that show. I'll talk about that too someday. We'll see about that. Okay. So that's it. That's the end of this podcast. So I enjoyed talking about that. That was, you know, the 80s were a great time, you know, for music. For me, it is. A lot of people love the 70s. They love the 90s, you know, the 60s. Everyone has a preference. I like all music, like from the late 50s all the way to like the 90s. Today's music, not so much. A little bit. But it's wonderful. It's fun to listen, you know. Never changes. I mean, it never changes for me because you know, I love nostalgia. You know, I love listening to old songs. Okay. So, like I said before, this is the end of the program. So I'll do a recap of what I discussed. I talked about Rustler Steakhouses in Chicago. Also, the syndicated TV program, MV3, which I failed to mention. MV means music video. I don't know where you got the three part. Okay. So, This podcast will be published later on today, and when it's available, it'll be available wherever podcasts are: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also on my YouTube channel, Vanishing Congolese Stories. Please subscribe, you know, to my YouTube channel, also to the apps I mentioned, and also it'll be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. And it'll be posted on my blog, vanishingchicagoland.blog. Okay, so this is Pete Costanza, your host of Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'll probably have another episode this weekend, probably Saturday. We'll see. Not Sunday. I'm going to go somewhere. I have something planned. So thank you again. And so right now I'm going to play a little traveling music from Ray Rayner, and he's saying bye, bye, bye. And here's bye, bye for me. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.